The first national do not call list goes into effect in 2 weeks. Already more than 48 million households are on it, so telemarketers won't bother them. This should mean peace of mind for many, but here's opinion from Slate Moneybox columnist Daniel Gross, who says it also may trouble people's consciences.
The do not call list will no doubt improve the quality of life for those who cherish a quiet dinner. But the telemarketing industry is predicting a national economic disaster. Listen to the stark numbers cited by Tim Searcy, executive director of the American Teleservices Association.
We employ 6.5 million people on the telephone right now, 2 million of which will lose their jobs.
Worse, according to Searcy, is that these job losses will fall on a workforce that has few other options.
5% are physically disabled, 26% are single mothers, 30% at some point have been on welfare or other public assistance. We know that over 64% are ethnic minorities. This is a population that is going to be very difficult to reemploy in what's already a fragile economy.
2 million jobs would represent about 1.5% of all non-farm payroll jobs in the U.S. But will they really evaporate on or shortly after October 1st? I think it's dubious. Searcy's numbers are predicated on 60 million do-not-callees. So far, fewer than 50 million have signed up. What's more, the federal do-not-call list is not an outright prohibition on all telemarketing. It exempts political organizations, charities, and telephone surveyors. Companies that have existing business relationships with customers can keep dialing. Just as important, the do-not-call list says nothing about business-to-business telemarketing. Sure, companies whose entire business model relies on cold-calling consumers may be in trouble, but advertisers still need to sell their products, and they'll shift dollars to TV and newspaper ads and direct mail. And what about all that money consumers have been spending on stuff they didn't know they needed? They won't just stash it under the pillow. They'll spend it in stores, online, or through catalogs, a process that will create jobs in other sectors. This shift probably will lead to a net job loss for the economy, since telemarketing is the most labor-intensive sector of the marketing and advertising world. But it won't cause the net loss of anywhere near 2 million jobs. The American Teleservices Association is suing the government to stop the list from going into effect. But this is the voice of consumers at work. Uncle Sam is only allowing them to do what they've been begging to do, stop these calls. It's the market forcing companies to change the way they do business. It's industrial policy by plebiscite.
The opinions of Daniel Gross, who writes the Moneybox column for Slate.